Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul, back with you. I've been talking over the years about my Navy son, graduated from the Naval Academy, flew choppers in the South China Sea and in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Iran. And at one point, he took me aside. He said, "Dad, thank you for letting me play video games growing up." And he was responsible. He didn't spend all day playing video games, but he enjoyed video games. And he said, "I think it helped me, my hand-eye coordination, when it came to flying choppers. It kind of gave me an edge. It gave me a head start." And so that has stuck with me over the years. I saw an article at Mental Floss where it talked about video games are producing better surgeons, surgeons who make fewer errors, specifically laparoscopic specialists. Video games could help people overcome dyslexia. Video games may not just strain your eyesight, they may actually improve your vision. It was a long list of positives, and I thought, it sounds too good to be true. So I wanted to find an expert, and DJ helped me track down one such expert who's joining us right now. Professor Anne-Marie Thomas from St. Thomas, founder and director of the St. Thomas Playful Learning Lab. That's a lot of Thomases. Good afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So, look, everything in moderation. I'm not pro-gaming or anti-gaming. My idea of gaming was Pong and Pac-Man, and that dates me. That's way back. I know the game's much more sophisticated, multiplayer. And people say, "Well, Paul, it encourages team building, and it does have some positive benefits." Are you buying into that based on your research, what you've seen?
You know, I actually am, both as a researcher and as a mom. And I think you hit on some of the differences when we talk about Pong and Pac-Man. I was a big Pac-Man fan. We played those alone or maybe with other people at an arcade. But today, video games are so diverse, right, that they really are a way for kids in a pandemic to be social and interact with other folks. And just like anything else, you know, there's ones that are more positive than others. But I think this, the idea that video games are bad and we shouldn't let our kids play them, I think that the data proves otherwise.
And again, threading the needle, finding, as my mom used to say, everything in moderation except for moderation. When parents come to you or students come to you, and these days you can become addicted to just about anything, sugar, drugs, and gaming. And I know some people who spend too much time gaming. How do you know when you have a problem?
You know, it's a great question. And I think especially as a parent, you have to make sure that your kids aren't doing this at the cost of everything else. But, you know, if it's a question of them being lonely in a pandemic and staying home, or actually being online and, you know, maybe they're in Roblox or maybe they're in Minecraft, and they're actually interacting with other kids in a social way that right now they can't maybe do as freely in a classroom or in some of the activities they were doing. You know, you mentioned your son and the hand-eye coordination. There have been lots of studies showing that hand-eye coordination and the ability to notice things, you know, can be improved by some video games. And, you know, if you really need a case for it, we also are seeing scientific breakthroughs being done by gamers working collectively in massive online games. You know, some of the biology questions like protein folding, gamers have actually, by solving puzzles online, are actually doing biological research. So I think we can't just assume that all video games are a first-person shooter. There's this whole array of games that a kid could be involved in, that a teenager, that an adult could be involved in. And just like any other medium, I think it's about seeing what your kid is doing and discussing it. You know, we heard the screen time was bad and then screen time was good. Well, it matters what you're doing with that screen. And it's the same thing with video games. And as we're getting more and more advanced with what we can do in terms of rendering and storylines, you know, there really are some great ways that people can work through things online. There are researchers working on virtual reality games that help you get over the fear of things like heights or snakes. So I think we're in an exciting time for this, and we have to acknowledge that there's this huge variation among these games.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking here at this article. It talks about video games might actually slow down the aging process. Brain games involving problem-solving, memory, puzzle components have been shown to have a positive benefit on older players. Just 10 hours of play led to an increased cognitive functioning in participants 50 and older, improvements that last for several years. I know when my son was stationed overseas in the Persian Gulf, we played virtual golf together using Oculus, these immersive three-dimensional headsets. And during a pandemic, the sensation was that he's standing right next to me, putting along with me. And it was sort of an out-of-body experience, literally. And it was really cool. So during a pandemic, many people, especially younger people, are still getting the socialization, the connections with friends that they need, but they're doing it virtually.
Absolutely. I mean, how cool that you could be with your son despite an ocean, you know, separating you. And we're seeing that with kids in Minecraft. You know, they can go in and build worlds together. And they're, you know, yes, they're learning some science. And they're learning collaboration. But these are things that we couldn't have even dreamt of a decade or two ago. And, you know, really a chance to do things that are learning and are fun and allow them to meet new people. I mean, there are people who are making new friends through some of these games. Of course, we have to follow the same policies of being safe online for kids that we teach them with everything else. But
right.
It really opens up these new social channels. It's not just, you know, me in the basement playing Pong.
Professor, tell listeners, what are you doing with the Playful Learning Lab at St. Thomas? I'm curious, what is the initiative there?
Yeah, so it is a multidisciplinary lab that looks at the intersection of art and technology in K-12 education. So we are finding ways to make learning playful, be it informal and informal settings. You know, maybe that is we work with a rock band, OK Go, to create music video-based classroom lessons. We work with circuses to teach physics. And, you know, really, following this conversation we're having, it's how do we think differently about the things that maybe we took for granted, that, you know, a classroom is looking at a book and listening to a teacher. Maybe the best classroom is playing a video game that was designed to teach you collaboration and some physics. So we have an amazing troop of undergrads from 12 different majors and faculty from about five who raised some of these questions.
That's very cool. And I really appreciate you stepping up and providing some more information. And it's ironic, as I'm sitting here in our lower level, our walkout level, behind me, you can't see this because this isn't television, thank goodness, but my Navy son, who's home now, is playing Escape from Tarkov on our one of our big screen TVs down here. And I just find it very ironic that he's doing what we talked about and making new friends in the process. And I'm not going to say he's wasting his time anymore. I think he actually might be doing some good. Professor, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe out there and sure appreciate your perspective.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You do the same. That was Professor Anne Marie Thomas, founder and director of the St. Thomas Playful Learning Lab. DJ, do you play video games?
No, I do not. That's the simple answer.
You go outside, and do you have a strong feeling one way or another? In other words, when Winter and Caper get a few years older, will you be one of those parents who say, yeah, give it a try in moderation, or will you be, no, go outside and ski?
I mean, look, if I'm leading the charge, my choice is going to be to take my kids outside versus a video game. But I'm a big proponent of letting kids be into whatever they're into. And, you know, I think there's a big difference between occasionally playing games that are interactive and educational and with friends, like I'm all for that. If my kids get into that, great. If my kids are spending 60 hours a week in a dark basement, you know, with a bag of Doritos mashing on some first-person shooter or something like that, no, I don't think that's good. I don't think we're going to be up for that in our family. So somewhere in between there, I guess there's a line we'll have to draw. I'm glad I don't have teenagers yet. Does your son, like, holler out from, hey, I'm out of Cheetos, Dad. Can you bring him over?
No.
Does that happen?
He gets his own Cheetos now.
Okay.
He does. And he's working hard on other things. But this is one of his outlets. This is a coping skill. And he has his group of friends online. So what the heck?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.